This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. Well, Wednesday, September 8th, everybody back at work across the country. Everybody's ready for football. You can feel it in the air. I don't know how often you guys just are outside talking to people. I know COVID's screwing up everything now, but like my kids are starting back with sports practice this week and just bumping into dads out there. It's like, dude, are you ready for football? Like everybody's had fantasy drafts, the gambling. I mean, it's just, I'm so geeked for the season. So what we'll do on today's pod, a little different. I am going to give you my playoff picks in the NFC and AFC and my Super Bowl prediction today. Tomorrow, as we prepare for Bucks, Cowboys, and the season opener. I hope you guys have good Thursday night plans for that one. We'll bring in a guest, a special guest, actually. I don't know if many of you know him, but I've had him on my Saturday radio show for several years, kind of brought him to the gambling community. You know, you go out and you like to find people who are kind of undiscovered, and the whole, like, it feels good to help someone out. And this guy was obviously very sharp, knew his stuff early, and I noticed that. And you know, he didn't have his real name on his Twitter, and I got to know him a little bit. I started having him on a radio show, and he's like done a lot of good things. He is on the way up in the gambling community, and I know gambling is going to be talked about more this year than any other season before. Last year was big. This year it's going to be extraordinary. And I just want to say two things that I stand by. I don't ever pay for picks. I don't do it. It's just, again, I feel like I can find an edge myself. I've been doing this long enough. I've been profitable enough in gambling, especially on football, that I'm not going to pay for picks. You just want information. And it's funny because I talked last week about how much I played FIFA now that we bought a soccer team. And it's like, didn't play FIFA all weekend, was out of town. Don't really have time for FIFA at all. It's basically like you're spending all your time looking at these NFL injuries leading into week one. And I know that's too much for some people, but guess what? That's what I'm here for. I will deliver for you daily. But before we get to NFL predictions for the full-on season, just two quick things. Number one, can we briefly talk about the Ravens running back situation? Just real brief. I do like the Ravens this year. How can you not? But between J.K. Dobbins going down for the season, and then this week, Justice Hill, Achilles injury. Like, what's the running back situation in Baltimore? Well, if you listen to this podcast and you had your fantasy, you know that, yeah, Gus the Bus is the starter. Everybody knows that. Well, who's the backup for Gus the Bus? Because just a reminder, last year, J.K. Dobbins was the starter, monster numbers. Gus Edwards backed him up and still put up big numbers. Okay? So you want Gus's backup, who is Tyson Williams. And I'm just going to remind you guys, he's going way late in drafts. I got him on all three of my fantasy teams. Okay? He is imperative that you add him. This is how desperate the Ravens are. They now picked up Le'Veon Bell to their practice squad. Le'Veon Bell, who's been, I mean, he had a historic run with the Steelers. He now feels like a fossil. I mean, he was so bad with the Jets, could not move, blame the offensive line. You know, Le'Veon Bell really hasn't done anything in the league. I'm just going to rattle off his last three seasons. I mean, he made a mistake, right? He decided, I'm going to chase a lot of paper. I'm not going to play for the Steelers, and I'm going to rest up. 2017, he was a monster. He had 1,900 yards from scrimmage. He had 11 touchdowns. He was awesome with the Steelers. Sat out 2018. Came back 2019 with the Jets. Was bad. 3.2 yards per carry. Total non-factor. Scored 4 touchdowns all season. Jets then brought him back the following year, cut him instantly. Jets were obviously on a downward trajectory. He lands with the Chiefs and is really not a factor there. I mean, I'm not bashing Le'Veon Bell. Guy had a great career. He is turning 30 in February, but he's got those running back carries on him. He's got the tread on his tires. His final year in Pittsburgh, just remember, 321 carries. Okay, that is a lot of carries, and he had 85 receptions. So that's over 400 touches. Hasn't been the same since. I'm just going to file that away for Derrick Henry. I told you guys on this pod, I do not like Henry. If I had the third fantasy pick in the draft, I wouldn't take Henry or Zeke Elliott. I don't like either of those guys this year. I'm sure they'll be good, but I don't think they're going to be incredible. So anyways, I just think this Baltimore situation bears watching. And the Ravens go into week one kind of banged up, folks. I'm not ready to pick the Raiders yet. It's a Monday game, so we've got some extra time on that. But this is a Ravens team. You know, obviously they were top 11 in offense, defense, and special teams. They're going to be very good. They're going to be a playoff team as long as Lamar Jackson is healthy and doesn't get COVID for the third time. I just don't know if they're the third best team in the AFC. I don't. I know that feels like a spicy take. It's not a huge one, but it is nonetheless a take. All right, so that's one. And the second one's a quick soccer note. So I didn't really talk about USA Canada. Listen, I was not feeling good about the USA after the scoreless tie in against Salvador. And they come out against Canada, must win at home. Pulisic plays, but Weston McKennie is a late scratch. What happened? Broke COVID protocol. In Nash Vegas, which is the bachelorette capital of the East Coast, Weston McKennie's like bringing chicks back to his camp in the middle of a global pandemic. Like, bro, you don't know if these women are vaccinated. And apparently it wasn't the first time he did it. Now, there are rumors out there that it was the sister of a player on the team. That is false. It's been debunked by many people, including the sister herself. I'm not going to name the person because I don't want to give any air to that. I don't want to give oxygen to that nonsense. But Weston McKennie is one of the best young players in America. He is. Plays for Bayern Munich. I mean, the guy's incredible. He does not play for Bayern Munich. That is the kid, Alfonso Davies. That is my mistake. Weston McKennie is one of the best young American soccer players. And he plays his club soccer overseas with Juventus. Weston McKennie, a young midfielder. He's 23. The only reason I'm not going to come down on him hard like Taylor Twellman and Leonard Donovan and all these guys is remember when you were 23. How many insanely stupid things did you do? Many. Okay? You can't deny it. You did many. Everybody did. So I can't kill him. Listen, if I were 23 in Weston McKennie's spot, one of the like five best players in American soccer right now, and I'm going out to bars and, you know, women are throwing themselves at me and I'm single, if I'm Weston McKennie, I'm going to probably do something stupid like that. Now, maybe he needs to mature and grow up, and this is the moment. Some people it comes later. Some people 25, 27, 30. Some people it doesn't come ever. But I can't crush Weston McKennie for this. It's obviously a selfish move, not the brightest move. I'm sure he regrets it. But it hurts U.S. soccer. They got the tie against Canada, and now they really need to start winning games. Like, there's not a lot of room for error. They can't miss the World Cup again, man. That would be devastating. All right, now on to the NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
2021 season begins Thursday night. We have the new expanded playoffs this year. I'm going to go through with my division winners in the AFC, my three playoff teams, for the three wild cards. So, the AFC is much tougher than the NFC. There's no doubt about it. There are way more good teams in the AFC. The division winners, not very difficult. Obviously, Buffalo's winning the AFC East. I think you can make a case for the Patriots. I'm not ready to go there. Buffalo wins the AFC East. AFC North, not going to be popular, but the schedule, if you listened to the pod yesterday, Bernie Frado made a really good point. Their first 11 games for Cleveland, 9 of them. Opponents under 500 record last year. I've talked about this easy schedule. That's why I say get Baker Mayfield. That's why I got futures on Baker Mayfield to maybe win the MVP. I have futures on the Browns. I like them a lot. I'm not betting them in week one again this year. I did that last year. Hurt me. They got destroyed by Baltimore. It was over in a quarter and a half, maybe less. I think the Browns win the AFC North. AFC South, I'm going to stick to it. It doesn't feel good right now, obviously. Jacksonville Jaguars, worst to first, baby. I think it's happened something like 15 of the last 17 years, someone's gone worst to first. Jacksonville was not a one-win team last year. They did win one game, but remember, the last like six games, they were tanking, trotting out really bad quarterbacks who were not Gardner Minshew to secure Trevor Lawrence. Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, I know it's a tall order, rookie head coach, by the way, who hasn't coached in a few years. Trevor Lawrence, the burden of being a rookie in the NFL. I don't even love the Jags in week one, I did love them months ago, but the line swung so much. Trevor Lawrence now favored on the road in his first start. Like, the Houston Texans are a professional football team. I'm sure the jokes will fly Alabama could beat Houston. Stop with that nonsense, guys. I think Jacksonville can win the division. I'm worried about week one, but I think they will win the division. I don't like the Colts. I'm like the only guy who doesn't love the Titans. But maybe the Titans' defense shows up and their offense is fine without Arthur Smith. So I have the Jags winning the AFC South. And the AFC West, it's the Chiefs. Don't try to be a hero. Don't try to pick against them. Be smart. It's Andy Reid. It's Pat Mahomes. It's a done deal. Now, the three wildcard teams is where it gets really interesting. One is obvious. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. The second one, a little less obvious. I'm going with the New England Patriots. Okay? So you get three wildcard teams this year. Patriots, Ravens, and I kind of like the Steelers. Everybody's selling them. The schedule, though, is going to be just very difficult. I like the Steelers week one, and this can be true. I don't like the Steelers this season. I kind of like them to cover in week one in Buffalo. Those are two statements that I can get behind. It's week one, but long course of the season, 17 games, I don't like the Steelers. The schedule is brutal. We saw what happened to Big Ben last year. He's 39. I don't think the Titans or Colts make it out of the AFC South, which brings me to the Chargers or Broncos. And this is probably going to surprise some people, but I will take Vic Fangio and Teddy Bridgewater and that Denver Broncos defense surprising people and getting into the playoffs. I know you were expecting my Jets. I know you think of Justin Herbert, who I love long-term, and I like the Chargers for the season. But my big surprise team in the AFC this year, a playoff team, I don't know if they win a playoff game, but the Denver Broncos, that defense is real deal Holyfield. I am worried about Danny Dimes in the opener. That Giants offensive line is a joke. And this Broncos defense is going to maul some people. They will be scary. Teddy Bridgewater, you know what he does. You heard Bernie Frado yesterday. All he does is cover. He doesn't make mistakes. Play it safe, Teddy. Hand off, safe throws. We'll let the defense do the rest. That's a recipe for winning. So those are my AFC playoff picks. Buffalo, Cleveland, Jacksonville, KC to win the divisions. Patriots, Ravens, Broncos are my wildcard teams. All right, over to the NFC, where it's a lot more difficult to pick division winners, especially in the NFC West. The NFC East is a bloodbath. I don't like anybody. I'm going out on something of a small limb here. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. I know they've looked horrid in preseason. I know the defense is really dangerous to get excited about. Somebody yesterday explained to me, hey, Jay, Tom Brady gets to the line of scrimmage in the opener. He looks at the cornerbacks for the Cowboys. Then he looks at the middle linebacker who's a rookie. What do you think he's thinking? O.J. Howard and Rob Gronkowski are going to eat all day. I mean, guys, the Buccaneers are really good. Dallas has a young defense. There are going to be struggles. But I think come season's end, as long as the offensive line doesn't fall apart like last year, they will be stronger down the stretch than anyone. And I'll take Dallas to win the NFC East. NFC North, I'll go Packers. I don't love the Packers this year. I don't like that division at all. Definitely don't like the Bears. Vikings are interesting. The Detroit Lions are not. I'll go Packers in the NFC North. I'm going the Buccaneers, obviously, in the NFC South. That's a no-brainer. That's probably the easiest division winner in football. I just don't even see a close second. And the NFC West, the toughest division, for my money, in the NFL. I had loved the Rams when they got Stafford. I think it's got to be the Niners. Now, the one asterisk by the Niners is if they start Trey Lance, I'm out on the Niners. There's no way they're winning the division with Trey Lance as the starter from week one. So I'll go Niners win the NFC West. Now, three playoff teams. I don't have another one from the NFC East. Sorry to my Washington fans out there. I know I grew up in Northern Virginia. A lot of Washington Football Club fans listening. I don't see them as a playoff team with Fitzpatrick. I've seen that movie before. NFC North, I do not see a second playoff team. Sorry to the Bears fans and the Vikings fans who are listening, and Detroit Lions, I ain't falling for your shtick 2 years in a row. I'm going to go really, really crazy here, folks. This is going to sound just like the dumbest thing you've ever heard. I want to take the Falcons. I'm not. I'm taking three wild card teams from the NFC West. I don't know if that's ever happened before. I'm going to go ahead and guess no, since we've never had seven playoff teams. And I know they're going to beat each other up, but that's how little I think of the NFC. I think the Packers could be the only winning team in that division. I think Dallas could be the only winning team in the NFC East. I think the NFC South could only have one team with a winning record. And the West, which will eat itself, is just stacked. I know a lot of people are like, Arizona, no way. Seattle doesn't have a defense. I trust Sean McVay. I trust Russell Wilson. And for some reason, I have an irrational love for the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm going with three NFC West playoff teams. I know that's insane, but put me down for it. So those are my seven playoff teams. Remember, we added a wild card in each conference this year. Makes it a little more spicy. Obviously, December football will be that much more. And January. Oh, yeah, that's right. The late start means the regular season bleeds into January. I'm sure the wives just love that. Push the season back another week. Pretty soon will be President's Weekend, right? I haven't looked at the calendar, but maybe Super Bowl. Usually, we do a post-Super Bowl trip out of town to celebrate rest. But now I guess we'll have to push that to late February.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I wish I could come up with like a super spicy Super Bowl take. And, you know, to me, it really comes down to who can beat the Buccaneers. Who can hang with the Buccaneers offensively and defensively? I'm not as much of a believer in the Packers this year. They had some change on the offensive line, Aaron Rodgers. Everything lined up last year, and the schedule is way, way tougher than it was last year, especially from a defensive perspective. Aaron Rodgers just destroyed a bunch of really, really bad defenses last year. Drew Brees is gone. I don't even know, other than the Bucs and the Niners, like, who's the third best team in the NFC? Can you confidently say that Seattle and that defense is the second best team in the NFC? I can't. I love the Rams and Stafford. I really want them to succeed. I don't know. So I'm going to go with, and I have bet Tampa Bay to go undefeated. Obviously, that probably won't happen. Does that make sense? Obviously, that probably won't happen. But I think Tampa Bay has the goods to get right back to the Super Bowl. I will just go with a surprise, and I will go with the San Francisco 49ers. Stunning, stunning Tampa Bay in the NFC title game, and the 49ers advance with Jimmy G. Now, part of this is me hoping for drama, because as you guys know, drama gets podcast downloads, gets subscribers, gets reviews. You know how the drill works. The more drama there is, the better it is for all of us in the content industry. Think about this for a second. If San Fran gets to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G as a starter, what the hell does Kyle Shanahan do? Can you walk away from your quarterback who gets you to the Super Bowl? And I know he didn't get them there 2 years ago. It was the defense. Still, he was the quarterback who was within 8 to 10 minutes of winning the Super Bowl of the fourth quarter. So part of me is rooting for the Niners and drama. Also, I have a decent futures bet on the Niners to win the Super Bowl. I'll go Bucks, Niners, and the Niners get to the Super Bowl. And in the AFC, is there even like a third best team? Can you confidently say that the Browns are the third best team? They have like seven new starters on defense, guys. Seven. But at the same time, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, when was the last time a team got to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row? It just doesn't happen a lot. Basically, Patriots and Belichick and Brady. It's tough to pull that off. So I am going to go with a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2 years ago, 49ers Chiefs. I will go Patrick Mahomes versus Jimmy G, Kyle Shanahan versus Andy Reid in a rematch, and I will go with this time, the Niners prevailing. 49ers win the Super Bowl, that's my pick, to take down the Kansas City Chiefs in what should be an epic rematch. And if you guys remember that game, and I know that the Niners have three starters back. I'm sorry, they're only missing three starters. The Niners are only missing three starters from that Super Bowl defense. That's how loaded it is. They're very good. They have better offensive weapons than they had that year. I think the Niners can pull it off. So I'll go Niners over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And then, of course, the consternation begins if Pat Mahomes loses back-to-back Super Bowls. Is he that good? Of course he's that good, people. So I'm very excited for, obviously, week one. We'll do week one picks tomorrow. I hope you guys have had good fantasy drafts. I'm not doing like a pick'em or a survivor league this year on the pod. We could start one up if you guys wanted, if there's an appetite. But sure. I will say this. One of my buddies out here where I live in the South Bay said, hey, I finished like second or third in his picks pool, won some good money 2 years ago. And I said, are you doing it again? Because he didn't do it last year. He said, no, I'm not, because this guy does a better one. And I've never heard of this. But apparently they put four different groups of eight teams. Group A is like the best Super Bowl contenders, 49ers, Bills, Browns, Tampa Bay, etc. Group B is the next tier, then Group C, then Group D. What they do is you have to pick a team from each group, and what you want is the hopes that they win the most games and get as advanced as far as possible in the playoffs. I've never done this before. It's only $50 to enter. I was able to come up with a grouping that nobody else had, which I guess could be good, but there is the whole wisdom of the crowds. You pick four teams, one from each group, 1 point for each regular season win, two for a wild card, five for the Super Bowl win. So, I mean, you know, I'm looking, and they have it laid out. A million people picked the Chiefs and the Bucks. I went from Group B and Group C and took teams that almost nobody picked. Okay, I'm not going to tell you who they are, because you could still find, maybe some of you are in this pool or heard about it, but that's where the biggest gains in life are, right? Going against the crowd. I did not take my Jets. I'll just use that as a piece of advice. It's a pretty cool pool, and I love pools, and it's $50. Like, think about this. Red Zone costs, I think, $50. Pool like this is $50. You're in the mix for 4 months. $12 a month? What does that boil down to? Like, less than a Starbucks drink a week? Come on. What's $50? It's fun. Anyways, I love pools. I love fantasy. I love gambling. We're doing it all on this podcast all season. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow on the first day of the NFL season. We'll be back tomorrow. Later.